Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 13th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Canine Veterans Day, honoring our brave canine heroes. Established in 1942, the U.S. Army Canine Corps began with dogs for defense, training dogs as sentries. Today, we salute these loyal, furry defenders who serve our country with unmatched dedication. Celebrate America's patriotic puppers. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing some challenging conditions. Expect the winds to shift onshore at 22 miles per hour, creating more bumps as the day progresses. As we move into the afternoon, conditions may continue to build with sets potentially reaching overhead heights. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the west-southwest swell is 6 feet at 6 seconds, and the onshore wind is 15 miles per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 5 foot just before 9:30 a.m., with a half-foot low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday will experience choppy conditions, particularly on Friday with 16 mile per hour west-northwest winds. Morning sessions will feature clean waters, but by afternoon, expect increasing choppiness as winds shift. Wave heights will start at waist-to-chest high on Friday, gradually fading to knee-to-thigh high by Sunday, with conditions remaining less than ideal due to persistent wind influences. This morning, it's heavy rain, and it feels like 47 degrees, with 32 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:59. It looks like we're in for a wet Thursday morning, with rain likely before 11 a.m., and a chance of thunderstorms later. Expect mostly cloudy skies, a high near 55, and a brisk west wind at 15 to 25 mile per hour. Tonight, there's a slight chance of rain before 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 50, plus those winds sticking around. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with rain likely on Friday and a high near 56. Saturday brings mostly sunny weather with highs around 56 and lows in the upper 40s. Sunday offers partly sunny conditions with a high near 59 and a slight chance of rain at night. Monday continues the trend with a chance of rain and a high near 58. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a surprising turn of events, California will need to borrow $3.4 billion to address a budget shortfall in its Medicaid program. The Newsom administration informed lawmakers that this borrowing will only cover bills for Medi-Cal through the end of the month. The budget pressure has raised concerns regarding the state's coverage of undocumented immigrants, which is proving to be more costly than initially estimated. Governor Gavin Newsom's budget proposal suggests spending $8.4 billion on this coverage in the upcoming fiscal year. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas emphasized the need to support all Californians regardless of immigration status, while rising healthcare costs challenge the state's Medicaid program. Now on to sports. Tiger Woods, at 49 years old, has suffered another devastating injury, this time a ruptured Achilles tendon, while practicing at home. This injury comes as he attempts to recover from back surgery and raises the grim question of whether his career is coming to an end. Woods announced on social media, "I am back home now and plan to focus on my recovery and rehab," thanking his supporters. Historically, he has struggled with injuries, making competition challenging. While recovery from a ruptured Achilles could take around a year, some hope remains as Bernhard Langer returned to form in just 3 months following a similar injury. In local sports, tonight, the Kings and the City of Angels host the mighty Capitals. Washington, leading the Metropolitan at 43-14-8, faces our Kings standing 34-20-9. Adrian Kempe, with 27 goals, spearheads the offense. The Capitals are favored by 1.5. Tomorrow night, the 40-23, Lakers take on the Milwaukee Bucks at Fizzer Forum. LeBron will be out, and Milwaukee is favored by 1.5 points. In top news, a federal judge has ordered that Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia University student arrested after participating in pro-Palestinian demonstrations, will remain in Louisiana for the time being. U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman set a schedule for lawyers to present written arguments regarding the appropriate court for Khalil's case. His lawyers are advocating for his return to New York for better access and to allow visits from his pregnant wife. Outside the courthouse, over 100 demonstrators gathered in support of Khalil, who has become a focal point in the ongoing debate over free speech and immigration policy. In business news, in recent trading, technology stocks have led a rebound in the United States and Asia, buoyed by mild inflation data that eased concerns about the economy. U.S. Treasury yields rose amid trade tensions, particularly following President Donald Trump's tariff announcements. Gold climbed to within $13 of its record high, while crude oil remained stable. Notably, the S&P 500 advanced by 0.5%, and the Nasdaq jumped by 1.2%. as mega-cap tech shares rebounded. However, analysts caution that trade-related uncertainties may continue to impact inflation and the market outlook. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to $84,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 11% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. On Monday, the social network X experienced intermittent outages, which owner Elon Musk attributed to a massive cyber attack. He claimed it was executed by a coordinated group or a country, later suggesting that the attacks originated from Ukrainian IP addresses. However, security experts emphasize that distributed denial of service attacks typically involve a botnet with diverse IP addresses, making attribution challenging. One researcher noted that Ukrainian addresses did not appear in the top sources for the attacks. Musk's assertions raise questions about the actual origins and intent behind these disruptions. X has since secured its servers against future attacks. entertainment news. Bunny is a quirky indie comedy directed by Ben Jacobson, who also stars in the film. Set in an East Village tenement, the story unfolds over one chaotic summer day, featuring a colorful cast of characters, including hustlers, party girls, and even two dead bodies. While the plot may seem far-fetched, it captures the vibrant, rowdy essence of downtown Manhattan. The film immerses viewers in a world where neighbors engage in wild antics and unexpected mishaps. With moments of genuine humor, Bunny encapsulates a unique slice of life that reflects the enduring spirit of New York City. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 36th President of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson. And he said, "Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.